On the Record on News Talk.
Brought to you by PwC. Great minds think unalike. Different skill sets, diverse opinions, it all adds up to the new equation.
We're also now joined on the line by Peter O'Dwyer, reporter with the Business Post, because Peter is the author of today's front page story in the Business Post that the country's multi-billion euro national broadband plan has been placed under review to determine if its investors have complied with the contract terms by putting enough of their own money into the project. Peter, thanks for coming on to talk to us this morning. Can you give us a sense of what is the suspicion here, or what exactly is going to be under review?
Morning, Gavin. Yes, so Minister Ossian Smith has, as you say, launched a review of the National Broadband Plan, essentially to see if what has happened in the first 2 years of the plan accords with what was agreed in the 2019 contract. So the review follows a number of revelations over the last 6 months or so, which essentially boil down to the money going into the plan and the money coming out of the plan over that period. So on the money inside, the first of these important issues is around how the plan has been funded to date.
Okay.
And has been funded through a series of very expensive loans that David McCourt and his business partners, who are the investors in the plan, have advanced to National Broadband Ireland, which is the company that is set up to deliver it. So they have given 98 million worth of loans in 2020 at an interest rate of 12%, which is very, very expensive. And in 2020 alone, those loans racked up interest of almost 12 million euro. So that immediately...
So they are lending their own money to the broadband plan, but they're lending it at a fairly nice, cushy interest rate for themselves.
Exactly. So they'll obviously get those loans back. It's a state-backed scheme, so you'd be especially confident of getting that money back in time. And then they're earning this quite handsome interest on top of it as well, which will also be due from the company they set up back to their own investment vehicles. So that's the money inside. The money outside then, last week I reported that some of those same investors, again in the first year in 2020, had taken tens of millions of euro out of the company through fees for various services that they said they provided to National Broadband Ireland. In total, they racked up to about 38 million in fees. And bear in mind, this is the first year of the rollout when National Broadband Ireland has no customers. It isn't earning any income from you or I or anybody else that it would have connected up to the network.
So any payments or commissions or fees are going to start snowballing then in the future years as customers actually start getting connected to this?
Yeah, well, I suppose the point as well is that they had no money coming in from you or I or anybody else, but they did have the taxpayers' money coming in. So in 2020, there was 42.5 million euro of state subsidy paid into National Broadband Ireland on one side of the company, and there was 38 million euro taken out by the investors on the other side of the company. Now, representatives for the company that I spoke to last week rejected that link of essentially a transfer of taxpayers' money into the pockets of the investors. But I think it seems reasonably obvious to most people looking that that is at least partially true, and that very early on in this project, the investors were taking quite a lot of money out.
And that's
before you add the 12 million in interest. So that's 50 million that they would have earned in 2020.
So what exactly then, if there aren't, or at this point, there weren't any customers connected to the broadband network, then what exactly were they being paid for?
So in the initial phase of the rollout, they were being paid for the preliminary work. So surveying, going along the roads, making the infrastructure ready, which is all very reasonable. You can't expect that from day one, customers would be passed and connected to the network. So they were paid for that. From here on out, basically, they're only paid once they pass a certain number of homes and businesses. So they are milestone related from here on out, but in the initial days, they were paid the subsidy for that preliminary work.
Do we know then, with the scale of this review that's now happening, which you said is going to be led by the junior minister, Ossian Smith, if he isn't happy with things as they stand, then what happens? Does he end up having to go back and revise it? Does he just ask the investors to put in more money but at lower interest rates? Or what are the next steps? I mean, is there any danger that the whole thing could unravel over this?
Well, the simple answer, I suppose, is that we don't know what he can do. But I suspect that quite a lot of what has gone on is actually permitted under the contract, and that therefore there mightn't be adverse findings in that regard. But if that is the outcome, that will then raise very serious questions about how good the contract was in the first place, which is also something that was asked in 2018, 2019.
Yeah, we remember how much scrutiny and how much hand-wringing there was about whether the contract was very robust, considering there was only one bidder involved at the time.
Precisely. And to illustrate the point further, perhaps, today I'm also reporting that in 2019, when there was all this controversy around it before it was signed, Leo Varadkar, the then Taoiseach, and his communications minister, Richard Bruton, in an attempt, I suppose, to assuage some of the concerns that people had as to whether the taxpayer, who was putting in 3 billion euro or just short of it, was getting a raw deal because we didn't know what the investors were putting in. So they came out with a figure saying, no, it's fine. They have skin in the game as well. The investors are going to put 175 million of upfront equity into the business. What I've learned as of this week is that those costly loans that we just discussed are being counted by the Department of Communications towards that equity investment.
So,
Now,
in
you
other
or
words,
I or
then,
other
if they are
listeners
putting
would.
in, if they are supposedly putting in their own money, but they're putting in their own money as loans with a really high interest rate, so that they're still going to get their money back plus more.
Precisely. I think you or I or your listeners would understand an equity investment to be the purchase of shares in a company. So far in 2020, which is as far as we can see in terms of the published reports, they put in 2 million euro of their own money via the purchase of shares. The rest of the 100 million came in that 98 million of loans. So
Which is remarkable sort of disparity. Finally, Peter, before I let you go, you might just remind us exactly how many homes have been connected thus far, or where we are in the whole broadband plan, considering how much money has been spent on it.
sure. So it has fallen very far behind very early, unfortunately, and part of that is pandemic related, but quite a lot of it isn't. And the minister himself acknowledged that when we were speaking to him last week. So as of the start of December, we've 3,500 homes and businesses connected. We have about the most recent figure for the homes passed, which is those that the network go by your front door and can connect if you wish, is at about 17,000. There's 550,000 total in the plan, and the initial target that NBI had for the end of January 2022, which is next month, was for 115,000. So
So they wanted to
three and
have
a half thousand.
115,000 homes connected by next month, and so far they've achieved.
They wanted to have 115,000 passed, so available for anybody who wanted to connect, and they're at, we'll say, about 20, maybe 25, if you're being generous to them at the moment. They have since revised the 115,000 down, by the way, to 60. So they
Sure.
still seem to be some way short of that.
Peter O'Dwyer, reporter with the Business Post. Thanks very much for joining us this morning.
On the record, on News Talk.
Brought to you by PwC. Great minds think unalike. Different skill sets, diverse opinions, it all adds up to the new equation.